Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's always like some boogeyman it's got to be, or whether it's, you know, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or whatever. It's got to be a boogeyman. So now Critical Race Theory is a new boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogie.
I'm quite sure.
It's terrifying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that has been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Voters without a driver's license or state ID must surrender their personal information and risk identity theft just to receive an absentee ballot. And then there are the 200,000 Georgia voters who don't have either ID.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right, welcome back. We're having a great time here this afternoon at the 110 Grill in Woburn. Everybody give themselves a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. We're meeting all kinds of great people. I just shook the hand of a guy who shook the hand of Stevie Flemmie. So we've got both the Winter Hill Gang and the McLaughlins from Charlestown covered here this afternoon. We talked to a former stewardess who said she's got more than enough stories about John Kerry. And I said, do they involve the eternal question, do you know who I am? And she said, of course. And we're having a good time here. And
I am?
Exactly. Yes. She said one time they had too many people on the plane, and Kennedy was trying to get on, and they said, does someone want to get off the plane to go on the next plane so that a senator can get down for a vote? And somebody yelled, which senator is it? Kennedy. There was dead silence. They wanted to do the country and the Commonwealth both a favor by not letting Kennedy get on the plane to make a vote. 844-500-4242. So we'll be here for another hour. Come on down. You can get your picture taken with me and Grace. You can get a free book for Father's Day. And you can enter win a VIP experience to the Howie Carr Show.
And just a quick reminder, if everyone here, if you do want to get a photo, this last hour is the time to get it because we are ending at 6 and handing it over to Taylor Cormier.
So that's, so this is it. And we'll be doing police blotter facts in a little while. And again, we appreciate everybody coming out, and we appreciate the great hospitality of the 110 Grill. And not only is it a great place to eat, it's a great place to get a job. And
yes.
They have lots of job openings for the 110 Grill and the Viva Trattoria and also Apex Entertainment out in Marlboro. So all kinds of job opportunities if you want to get a job or you know someone in your family who needs to get a job. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden's handlers screwed up his note card the other day. It showed a picture of Caitlin Collins with the name Peter Ducey next to it.
Yes, the one trick pony, as opposed to the lying dog-faced soldier.
Biden gave Putin a list of critical entities off limits to cyber attacks. These include energy, water, and tapioca.
Yes, the most expensive living care facility in the United States right now, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I would love to know what 16 things are on that list, though, and what's not on the list.
It's there. They actually have the list, I think, don't they? Isn't it posted somewhere? It's just real basic stuff, you know, just what you would expect. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating Flag Day and the creation of the Stars and Stripes. We're also saluting Quincy, Massachusetts on their 70th annual Flag Day Parade, the longest running parade of its kind in the nation.
When Biden was asked to take the Montreal test, he said he'd be happy to try out for the Olympics, assuming there is an event for push-ups.
You notice they're not trying to take the Olympics out of China. You know, they've got a million Uyghurs, Chinese Muslims, in concentration camps, and even the leftists admit that. But Joe Biden doesn't want to interfere with anything that comes out of China. I wonder why. Does it have anything to do with Hunter Biden's business over there?
Howie, Hunter Biden calling. Come on, man. I'm hoping to have a good Father's Day when the only person I talk to is my dealer, art dealer, and I don't get any more strippers calling me to tell me I'm their baby's father. I mean it.
Did you notice that story I was reading from GQ? They mentioned strippers again, a different group of strippers. The Chateau Marmont. You know, when I got to do my movie, I was in that one movie, the Hollywood movie.
Oh, really? Which one?
A Civil Action, which, by the way, was set here in Woburn. I don't think we're that far away from the toxic waste dump. That's just in passing. There's no toxic waste here, obviously. But I was staying in Hollywood at this hotel, and every morning and evening when I'd be going to the set, Grace, I would go by the Chateau Marmont. And sometimes I would think, I'd like to go in there and just scout it out.
Yeah.
I should have.
But you loved your little trailer in the craft services, so you probably were. And that's not a dig. I just remember you specifically mentioning the craft services.
I did. And then I could go back to my hotel at night, and they had a hot tub. And I could look out over the Hollywood Hills and feel I could feel like a.
This sounds old. Just listening to this.
What?
I could sit in the hot tub and look out at the Hollywood Hills.
I felt like.
You sound like you have.
I felt like Hunter Biden. It's better than feeling like John Belushi, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Voter ID. We don't have to show you no stinking voter ID.
No, we don't want no stinking voter ID. I was glad that Mitch McConnell shot down the compromise effort to blow up the Constitution on HR1. Stay the course, turtle.
Jen Psaki said Joe Biden would take the Montreal test right after Kamala Harris takes the Mexico test.
I don't think Kamala Harris would do that well on the Montreal test either. Maybe not as bad as Joe, but nothing to write home about.
Jen Psaki.
Oh, man, Howard. Sunday is Father's Day, or as we call it in my family, Web Hubble Day. But there's a good reason for it. You see, I told the truth when I said I did not have sexual relations with that woman. When I said that, I was pointing at Hillary.
That was rude, but there is, I'm sure, more than a slight element of truth. Who do you think Chelsea gets calls from on Father's Day, by the way? I think President Clinton was on to something right there in that chump line message.
If the media doesn't cover it, did it really happen?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? That's why people don't understand how far gone Joe Biden is, because it doesn't get covered very much, does it?
Plugs gave Clinton a hands-off list, just in case there was something he missed. Vlad already knew exactly what to do, but maybe Biden figured he needed an assist.
Yeah, I don't think Putin was that frightened by the leader of the free world. But what used to be called the free world, I should say.
But Howie, that's the confusing thing. I was reading the comments and people were like, Putin said that Joe Biden was super with it and sharp, sharp as attack. So all you conservatives, you got your story wrong. And I'm like, wait, so now we believe Putin? Now Putin's our trusted source on this?
Things change rapidly.
They do.
Someone says 110 Grill is in the old Red Robin building, which is right close, very close to where that UniFirst plant was. But it's cleaned up now. Everything's fine. And we're having a good time.
I just wanted to wish you a very happy binary pronouns day or whatever.
Non-birthing parents. And I would like to wish to all of my fellow non-birthing parents a happy non-birthing parent day on Sunday.
Will Joe regain his memory? Will Hunter regain his laptop? Tune in tomorrow for As Our World Burns.
And again, you just heard the latest off of the Hunter Biden laptop is that he was very angry in 2018 when he was denied a room at the Chateau Marmont, where John Belushi was allowed to come in and take a drug overdose, where many other Hollywood celebs have made asses out of themselves. But Hunter Biden was a bridge too far for the Chateau Marmont.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Weekdays, the number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the chump line, it has an excess of messages usually, and we play the excesses. We put them all together in a feature called Chopped Chumps. If you didn't hear your message today or you just want to hear more Chumps messages, go to Chop Chumps. It's posted around 7 o'clock every evening on weekdays. And get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating Flag Day and the creation of the Stars and Stripes. We're also saluting Quincy, Massachusetts on their 70th annual Flag Day Parade, the longest-running parade of its kind in the nation.
I just wanted to wish you a very happy binary pronouns day or whatever.
Thank you so much. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
You know, it's Friday afternoon, the last Friday of spring. It's Father's Day weekend coming up. And 128 is a parking lot. And if you're stuck around the Woburn area and you want to come in and take a break from the bumper-to-bumper traffic, it's exit 28B. It's just right off of 28B. Come on in and have a... have a drink, have a beautiful meal at the 110 Grill. Get a book, get your picture taken with me and Grace. We're going to be here for another 36 minutes or so. So till the top of the hour. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Get this high quality vacuum cleaner for a fraction of the price of competitors with code word Howie Clean and save $20 plus free shipping at EdenPure.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Joe Biden take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test?
Yes, he should.
Only 2% say no.
All right.
Is Joe Biden voting in the poll? See that 2%?
Major is voting.
Ruff!
That's how he would do on the test.
How is the Oval Poffice these days?
I haven't heard much, Taylor. I was wondering that, too. What's going on with Major and Champ? It seems like all the focus is on this hypothetical cat.
Where is the cat? When is the cat coming in?
Well, you know what Jen Psaki said. She said if it's a really bad news day, that's when we'll bring out the cat. So I don't know what has to get hacked for them to bring out.
This would have seemed a perfect week for the cat to arrive. Syria and Libya and screaming at the CNN reporter.
He just walks out on the stage in Geneva, his tail wagging, as she said.
Oh, I guess Major was tweeting yesterday. It was a picture of Joe petting Champ, and Major says, "We are both so happy that our parents are back home. Champ is enjoying their return so furry much. He has a special bond with our dad, POTUS. They've been best friends for over a decade. I'm so happy to see Champ happy. A woof. P.S. They brought us nom-noms from Europe."
As the late Dapper O'Neill used to say, it's enough to make you want to throw up on TV.
Amen.
All right, we have a winner here for a buck. If this person is still here at the 110 Grill, you're going to win a copy of either Hitman or The Brothers Bulger. Lorraine Mattson. Lorraine Mattson, you got to be in the you got to be at the 110 Grill to win the buck. Lorraine Mattson. We'll just wait and see if she shows up or not. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So, again, now remember that Biden said that Florida and Texas were Neanderthal states for doing away with the mask requirement before the northeastern states. So the top three states for deaths are the very blue states of New Jersey, New York, third is Massachusetts, fourth is Rhode Island. So these are, you can't get much bluer than that, including the governor of Massachusetts, who's nominally a Republican. But Joe Biden today comes out with more BS about how the cases are where the cases are going up. Cut 32.
And the truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states. They're actually going up in some places.
Are they going to be anywhere near the death rates in, I don't know, let's just take four states, for example, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island?
I don't know, to be clear.
I thought you didn't know.
But do you notice that whenever they're trying to prove their point, it's always cases? It's never deaths. It's always cases. And they did that the same thing in the beginning. They would say, cases, cases, cases. It's like, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but if people are getting it and then recovering.
Right. And how about, and some of these are, they've also gone with what percentage are testing positive. Testing positive, you can still be
Asymptomatic,
right. To use that word that nobody ever used. 844-500-4242. When we come back, it's going to be time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. And get on down here, last half hour to get to the 110 Grill in Woburn. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As soon as Howie gets back to the microphone, time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
I'm sorry, we're taking a lot of pictures here this afternoon, having a good time again at the 110 Grill in Woburn. Thanks to everybody at the 110 Grill, the staff and the customers, everybody. We're having a good time and we're enjoying it. And now it's that time of the week with so many people look forward to. I know I certainly do. We call it Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or you can get them on whatever the website that you get your local news or your national news from. And if they involve the police, the local constabulary, and they're humorous, amusing, send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, and you can... You can send them to her, and she will check them out. And at this time, each Friday evening, at this time, we read the funniest entries of the week in Police Blotter Facts Friday. And the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
Well, Howie, a lot of our listeners have been coming up with your Plug Uglies book and pointing out people they know. So I think I'm going to give out Plug Uglies.
Plug Uglies. Yes, it's amazing how many books over the years we've sold and given away a Plug Uglies with hundreds of mugshots, and people say, "Turn to page 83. That's my Uncle Bobby."
Yeah.
He disappeared one day in 1971, and he was missing from his usual haunts, and foul play is suspected.
You don't say.
Yes, Plug Uglies.
But it's a great book. It's a really good. It has a lot of great pictures in it. And
right.
It's a nice glossy read.
Yes. One guy said his uncle-in-law was in there today lying by the side of the road in Plug Uglies. But anyway, and we have a special guest here today with us to read the entries. It's Joe Piantedosi. He's the owner of Piantedosi Bakery, which is one of the sponsor of Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Nice to be with you guys once again.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate you being here. Joe also sponsors Piantedosi Bakery. Also sponsors Hate Mail Monday.
Mondays, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And Joe has his own radio show on Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning, 10 a.m. And actually, this week I have an old friend of yours, Mr. Pat Whitley, will be on and spoke highly of you and. Oh. And I was with him the other day, and he's first interview he's done in about 5 years. So he and
really?
His son, Scott, are going to be on my show this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. on North Shore 104.9.
Oh, that's great.
Breaking Bread.
Pat Whitley from the old days
yep.
in Boston radio. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, that's great. Look forward to it then. Okay, so you going to start reading this?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Okay, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Joe and I are going to go back and forth, and then we've saved the two winners for the last segment. Now, this actually is an update. And I don't know if you guys heard this story originally, but it stuck out to me. And when I saw the update, I thought, people will want to know about this. Do you remember the Florida great-grandmother who was arrested after her 10-year-old grandson crashed the car?
There's so many Florida stories. They all kind of run together after a while.
There's so many Florida grandmas out there, too, you know? A family is seeking jail time for a Florida woman after she let her 10-year-old great-grandson crash. So she was a great-grandmother. Crash her vehicle into their SUV. The dispute stems from an incident on December 21st, 2020.
So they're trying to put their own granny in?
They're trying to lock up granny.
They're trying to put Nana in jail.
Yeah, no, they are. 75-year-old Lauren Birch Burke was drinking vodka and babysitting her three great-grandchildren. The kids wanted to go see the Christmas lights at Largo Central Park. Do you know where that is?
No.
So Burke backed the car out of the driveway and told her grandson to drive. The park was a mile and a half away from Burke's condominium, but things went awry. The boy slammed the Burke's Ford Escape into the back of an SUV, which carried the children. And I think she tried to kind of pin it on the grandson a little bit, you know, but the family said they knew she was intoxicated and they wanted her to be brought up on charges.
The family does.
Yeah, her own kin.
Well, I'm glad we're reading this on Father's Day rather than Mother's Day.
Right.
Birthing parent Eve, I should
She's
say.
She's a great grand birthing person.
Yeah. Okay, now it's funny. You guys always give me the naked people. I don't know why. I just, for some reason, it's either Florida or naked person in Florida. But anyway, the Missouri police arrest a naked burglar who broke into. I was waiting for that song. They arrested a naked burglar who broke into three homes, but he assaulted one of the homeowners. Missouri police arrested this naked man Thursday morning after he allegedly broke into several houses and assaulted the homeowner. Moberly, Missouri police responded to a 2:24 a.m. call of a break-in and saw J. Angelo Robinson, 35, fleeing from someone who police later determined was one of Robinson's victims. Moberly police arrested a naked man Thursday morning after he allegedly burglarized homes and assaulted this man. Police determined that Robinson had broken into three separate houses, causing property damage and assault.
Three. That's a busy night for a burglar. Three houses?
All naked, though. That's even weirder.
You know what you know what his excuse is? His alibi.
Oh, no.
He said he walked into the house, and the homeowner said, "I'm from Mo. Me, you got a show."
Oh. All right. Okay. Drug dealer tosses weed off Brooklyn rooftop, causes free for all on the street below.
Wait a second. I thought they just legalized weed in New York State.
I think it's a certain amount. I think if it's enough for you to throw off a roof and cause a riot, you might have too much on you. A drug dealer tossed an entire bag of weed off a Brooklyn rooftop during a deal gone wrong, causing a free-for-all in the street below as passersby scrambled to load up on free pot. The 29-year-old man arranged to meet with several people on the rooftop around 11:15 p.m. to sell marijuana. But when he arrived, the crew allegedly displayed a gun and jumped him as they attempted to snatch the bag filled with weed. The man hurled the dope off the rooftop, and pedestrians below scrambled
another
to grab it off the street.
How many movies have you seen set in New York City where there's a crime committed on a roof? Or something's going on a roof, whether it's a 20th century with Bogart and Cagney or on the waterfront with Marlon Brando and the pigeons.
Every SVU, too. Law and Order, they're always on rooftop. All the cases, they're always.
Because it heightens.
Exactly.
It heightens the tension.
No pun intended.
Right.
Heightens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that got big laughs.
Ha, 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 ha.
I didn't think it was that
Dude, fun. this weed is so good. It's going to get you higher than the top of the roof.
Well, you know what the weird thing is that if you have the bag of weed and you get jumped and the guy has a gun and then you throw it off the rooftop, that was kind of your safety blanket. That's what they wanted was the weed. So you're kind of risking more by throwing it off the rooftop because then you're just going to get them angry.
What do you got, Joe?
Okay, this is another New York story, Manhattan. This man accused of snatching a chain from a four-year-old boy. Orlando Duras, 46, was accused of snatching a $900 gold chain of a four-year-old boy in Manhattan.
A four-year-old boy was wearing a
$900 chain. Yep, and this ex-con previously served time for robbery. He swiped the tots bling around noon on Saturday afternoon just outside Washington Heights. The boy was visiting his grandma, another grandma story, at the time, and suffered a cut to his neck. This Duras was busted Thursday and charged with robbery, police said. He has 17 prior arrests, according to authorities. He served time in state prison on a robbery charge.
That's below normal for the arrests in Manhattan or anywhere in New York nowadays.
Right, exactly, yeah, 17. So, anyway.
Wildlife manager finds $1.2 million in cocaine at Cape Canaveral Beach. A wildlife manager patrolling a stretch of Florida beach discovered a package wrapped in plastic and tape that she suspected was drugs. Responding police recovered nearly 30 kilograms of cocaine that had washed ashore. A Florida wildlife manager searching for sea turtles at the beach made one shell of a discovery instead. $1.2 million in cocaine. Her name is Angie Chambers.
This is at Cape Canaveral, right?
Yes.
Which, after the shooting of JFK, was named for several years Cape Kennedy.
Oh, well, now it's...
So it's if it's still named Cape Kennedy, the Kennedys would have put it... They would have said that's our
property.
That's our, right. It's our, that's our stuff. That's
we'll meet you on the roof. Give us our due. Police said the nearly 66 pounds of cocaine that washed ashore had an estimated street value of $1.2 million. Pretty incredible find.
When did Hunter Thompson's boat go? Hunter Biden's boat go down? Excuse me. I keep saying Hunter Thompson.
Okay, this is a food service worker. A Kentucky McDonald's employee let customers know he was quitting by putting up a sign on the drive-thru saying that he was quitting, that he was done with his job. I'm loving it slogan. He posted a picture of himself, and it quickly went viral. He elaborated that the sign supposedly was put up by the night shift manager who had suddenly quit the previous night, not him. He said it was the night shift manager did it. So anyway, he used to work at the food service industry. Another gentleman said this. He used to work at the food service industry himself, he said, and he thinks that people are just frustrated because the working class people are not being treated fairly, and he reached a boiling point.
It's interesting because a lot of people have to do doubles now. And this is another thing about people not getting off unemployment. It's like, right. So this kid's working at McDonald's. The guy drives up to the McDonald's to get food, and there's just a sign that says, "We are closed because I am quitting and I hate this job."
Exactly.
I think there are a lot of places like that that aren't open or have cut back hours. There's longer waits to get into the restaurants because they can go back to full capacity, but they don't have the staff.
Right,
and a lot of the staff that are there are not happy to be there because they're working extra hard.
Yeah, they're frustrated.
They're walking off jobs or not showing up for their shifts. That's pretty common.
603 says that Florida wildlife cop's name was definitely not Hunter. And another one says, what does Hunter Biden call $1.2 million worth of cocaine? A weekend.
Howie, when we get back, we have the two winners and the mailroom manager's bringing something over.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, this is great. This is really nice. This is the Boston Sunday Globe. This is Sunday, July 20th, 1969. The moon landing is below the fold of the paper because the main story is Ted Kennedy escapes. Woman dies as car plunges into vineyard pond. And the subhead, my all-time favorite Globe headline, Senator wanders in days for hours.
Do you know how I know that by heart, Howie? Because we used to do the Kennedy Babylon shows, and Howie had me spend so long on the slideshow trying to get a highlighted, you know, square box around that headline so that the audience could see it and it would shine. So I'll never forget, Senator wanders in days for hours.
The quality of that newspaper is unbelievable.
That's really well kept all those years.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really nice. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that's good. I really appreciate that.
That's really cool.
That is a great gift. We appreciate that. I had a copy, but not this good. I think I borrowed it from somebody. Now it's good to have one of my own. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure has done it again. You know them for the Thunderstorm Air Purifier and Gen 40 Space Heater. These are high-quality products and way below what competitors charge, which is what I like. Now Eden Pure has come out with the BioSpeed Clean Vac. This vac is so light I can pick it up with one hand, not lugging a big piece of equipment around, and no cords. The BioSpeed Clean Vac has no bag, so you can even save more money. Also, it's not just a vac, but a handheld device, too. It easily comes apart so you can use it on your sofa, and if you have pets, you're in luck because the BioSpeed Clean has a powerful 8,000 kPa suction to get all that cat and dog hair. We couldn't believe how it sucked up pieces of cardboard left over from boxes that had just arrived at the studio. Upgrade to the BioSpeed and stop buying bags for good. Stop lugging the heavy equipment around. Stop yanking the cord out. The BioSpeed Clean Vac is $200 less than the competition's price, and shipping is free. Order now as inventory is very low. Go to EdenPure.com and click on the Howie banner. Put in code word Howie Clean and save an additional $20. That's EdenPure.com and the code word is Howie Clean. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show.
Officer Mark says, why do I suspect that the wildlife officer actually found 40 keys but only turned in 30? You know, Officer Mark, that same thought had gone through my mind, too.
A finder's fee.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're gonna turn it in anything, I mean, the cops are gonna suspect the same thing. I mean, I wonder how many the cops left the beach with 30 keys. How many did they turn in?
You're right.
To the evidence room. All right, we got a couple of things to do here. This is for the VIP.
This is the VIP winner. If you're not here, we will contact you. So don't worry.
D. Landry from the 781 area code.
Awesome. We will keep this. Congratulations, D. Landry.
All right.
And now for our winners, Joe, I'm going to give you this winner.
Okay.
So this is fresh.
It's another naked story.
You know what? You know what?
No, I'll do the naked ones. I always do the naked ones.
Joe keeps getting the naked ones. Just coincidence. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Should I go first?
Yes, you go ahead.
Okay, an axe-wielding, partially naked woman. She's only partially naked. Was arrested at a Tennessee Walmart.
When they say partially naked for a woman, what does that mean,
I do not know.
Yeah, well, Nashia Janetta Brown, age 35, was observed vandalizing property at the Knoxville Walmart, throwing items at employees and defecating on herself. When police arrived, they saw Brown in the sporting goods section.
She was really busy, but she had an axe with her, too,
naked. She was wielding an axe, yep. And she was in the sporting goods section of the store with the axe that she had taken out of the packaging from the store.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Did she bring the axe into the store?
But sometimes with these products, you need an axe to get into the packaging the axe.
That's true.
But she also had a knife tucked into her bra.
Okay, so now we know what part of her body was partially naked.
That's right, because she was wearing a bra.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
she didn't have pants on?
Inspector Carr has put together the clues.
Well, partially naked, maybe the bra was considered partially naked instead of like a full...
No, I don't know. Don't...
You can't surmise.
We need the incident report, and we should be able to get it under a FOIA request because this is not a domestic incident. Well, unless she lives at the Walmart.
An onerous FOIA request.
The officers told her to drop the axe. But she refused. After two attempts of using a stun gun,
I thought they said drop the pants.
But anyway, she was treated by medical personnel at the scene and was taken to an area hospital for observation.
All right, now here is our final winner. Ohio McDonald's fight. Woman became irate.
Another McDonald's. We have as many McDonald's this week as naked people.
A woman became irate after employees rejected her drink request. Now, I'm not Inspector Carr, but I think the reason they rejected this woman's request is because she kept asking for a slushie. And I've never heard of a McDonald's carrying slushies. But this woman, her name is Cherise Cleveland, was taken into custody Monday morning following the incident that unfolded
Monday
at one of the
morning.
Restaurant's locations. When police arrived, they
I'm
observed
guessing it
her.
Was very early in the morning.
She was attempting to strike workers behind the counter. Are you bleeping crazy? Don't touch me, a McDonald's employee's heard
that's
telling a, the woman.
That's a winner. Thank you to everyone at the 110 Grill. Thank you, everybody. We love the 110 Grill in Woburn.
And thank you to Joe Pantanosi from Pantanosi Baking Company.